Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Praise the Lord that I can be back for part two.
感谢主，今天我要跟大家讲一下续集。
But praise the Lord for His word. I'm so excited this morning to share with you again.
我们为神的话语赞美他，我非常高兴今天能够再次与大家分享神的话语。
Yeah, and you know, every time I prepare and study His Word, it really brings me so much excitement. And I hope that that when you read God's Word yourself, and after understanding the meaning and the significance of the covenant, that when you read God's Word, it really will come to life.
所以每一次当我学习和思想神的话语的时候，我都是感到非常的激动。我也希望大家，当你来学习神的话语，你看到神与我们所立的约的重要性的时候，神的话也能够活泼在你的心里。
Truly, our God is a living God, and His Word is living and active.
的确，神是一位活着的神。他的话语是活泼，是有生命力的。
It will refresh and restore your soul.
它会更新修复你的灵魂。
It can cleanse and it can heal you.
它能够洁净，能够医治你。
And it will give you strength in the hardest of circumstances.
在最困难的环境中都能够给你力量。
Let us come together in word of prayer.
让我们来到神的面前，一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for gathering all of us to worship you.
天父，我们再次感谢你，把我们聚集在一起敬拜你。
You are the only one that is worthy of our worship.
你是那唯一配得我们敬拜的。
This morning we pray again, Lord, that your word may go forth in power.
今天早上，主啊，我们再一次祈求，愿你的话语能够用充满大能的来到我们当中。
And you know what each and every one of us needs in our life.
你知道我们当中每一位在生活中所需要的。
May your word speak to them.
愿你的话语对他们讲话。
Speak to each and every one of us.
与我们当中的每一位讲话。
To bring healing, to bring strength, and to bring comfort.
能够带来医治，带来力量，带来安慰。
And also to give us confidence.
同时也给我们信心。
Because you've shown us that you are a covenant-keeping God.
因为你向我们显明了你是那位守约的神。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.Okay, so we will continue with part two.
所以今天我们要讲下集。
Of how can I be sure of the promises?
怎样才能确信神对我们的应许？
On the topic of the blood covenant.
我们要继续讨论血约的问题。
But today there's no hoo-ha tribe.
今天不是胡哈族了。
Darn, right? But I do want to briefly just review the reasons for a blood covenant and the 10 elements of a blood covenant ceremony.
但是我是要很快的回顾一下立血约的原因还有那个血约仪式的十个要素。
So last time we spoke about the two primary reasons for establishing a blood covenant.
上次我们谈到了立血约有两个主要的原因。
One is for strengths and weaknesses.
第一个原因是因着有人有优势也有劣势。
And then the second is to show love and benevolence to another.
第二个原因是为了表明彼此之间的爱和恩慈。
So just be patient with me as I go through these briefly again.
所以请大家有一点耐心，那我很快的跟大家回顾一下。
Because I think it's important that we soak in and really understand the meaning of each of these elements as we go into what the new covenant is about.
因为我相信，我们对我们来讲很重要。如果我们可以深刻的理解这十个要素，那当我们 谈到新约的时候，我们就可以有更好的领会。
So the first, when two parties come into a blood covenant,
首先当两方面建立了一个血约的时候，
they would exchange coats or robes.
他们会交换大衣或长袍。
And the coat or the robe signifies all of the person.
这大衣或长袍呢，就代表这全人。
Their authority, power, and influence, and all of their possessions.
他们的权柄、他们的能力、他们的影响和他们一切所有。
And they are exchanged and put on the other person.
所以他们就交换了，放在对方的身上。
The second thing is, then they would exchange weapons.
第二，他们要交换武器。
And the weapon signifies strength, ability to fight, military strength, and protection.
那么武器呢，就代表着力量、战斗力、军事能力，还有保护。
This also means that the enemies of one tribe will now become the enemy of the other that's in covenant with each other.
这也就表示说，一个族派他们的敌人，现在也就变成另外一个他们所立约的另外那个族派的敌人了。
And we see that with Abram, when God gives himself as Abram's shield, showing that God will be his protection.
我们在亚伯兰的故事中看到，神把他自己给了亚伯兰作为他的盾牌，所以神就是保护他。
Then we come to the third thing, which is the cutting of animals.
第三个要素是动物的切割。
And Abram, did exactly what God instructed him to do. He brought the large animals, right?
我们看到亚伯兰按着神所说的话带来了那些大的动物。
And usually the cutting of animals, they would slit the throat and then cut it in half from behind the head all the way down the spine.
所以当他们这个切割这个动物的时候，他们会从它的喉头开始切起，然后整个把它切成两半。
Then it becomes two halves.
这样动物就变成两半。
One half would be placed on one side.
一半放在一边。
And the other on the other side.
另一半放在另一边。
With a space in between, with blood flowing down into a pool of blood.
那么血就留在这两半的当中。
And what does this mean? This means that.If anyone breaks the covenant, let what was done to the animals be done to the people that are making this covenant.
所以这个代表的意义就是说，如果有人毁约的话，那么行在这动物身上的，也就要行在这毁约的人身上。
So it's a very serious contract or agreement, right? Wouldn't you say? Bloody.
是，所以大家可以看到，这是非常严肃、很严重的一个合同或者是盟约。血淋淋的。
Then once most of the blood has been drained, these participants will walk through this pool of blood.
当这个动物的血都流出来了以后呢，立约的双方就要在血中行走。
This is called the walk of blood.
这就称为血中行走。
And the both of them would walk around the pieces of the animals.
那立约的双方就要绕着这个动物的这一块一块的然后在他们中间行走。
And they would usually walk around in these between two animals in a figure eight, symbolizing infinity.
他们行走的路线呢，其实很像这个无限的这个记号。
Then after that walk is done, they would stand in the middle.
当他们走完了，他们就要站在当中。
They would face each other.
面对面。
With their ankles drenched or in the warm blood, right?
他们的脚到他们脚踝。
I like to be descriptive because I'd like to just walk you guys through what that scene looks like.、Right?
是的，我希望让大家能够身临其境的感受到那是一幅什么样的画面。所以就是脚踝都还在这个还有余温的血当中。
Yeah, warm blood, right?That's right.、Yeah. But I'd be barefoot though. But so in Genesis chapter 15, verse 17, and we see that it says in scripture that God himself was the one doing the blood walk.
我们在创世纪十五章十七节的时候有看到是神他自己、做了这个血中行走。
And this is to show that God himself would fulfill the blood covenant with Abram.
这就表明了神他自己要来守与亚伯兰所立的约。
Then as the two people stand in this pool of blood facing each other,
当这两立约的双方站在这个血当中面对面的时候,
they would take out that a knife or a sharp object and they would cut each other's wrists or palm.
他们就会拿一把刀或其他的利器要、割手腕或者是手掌。
And then they would declare the terms of the covenant.
然后他们就会、宣告他们所立约的内容。
And after they declare the terms and make the oath, then they would put their hands or wrists together, mixing each other's blood.
当他们讲完了条约的内容，还有、他们、起了起、立盟起誓了以后，他们就会把手放在一起，他们的血就混在一起了。
Signifying that it's one blood, meaning one life. Now they are bound together forever.
啊，也就意味着他们的血已经融合在一起，他们从此有了同一个生命，他们永远就是联合在一起。
And then next, they would declare the blessings and the curses of committing to the covenant and the consequences of breaking the covenant.
接下来他们就要宣告一些，如果你守约所会得到的祝福，那你毁约的话会得到的咒诅。
Then after that, their scars, which they just cut, they would try to put ash on it or infect it so that the scar could be permanent and visible.
那接下来呢，他们会把一些灰之类东西放在他们的伤痕上，这样他们的伤疤就会感染，然后就会 很显眼，而且会一直留在那里。
And this is to show others that they are in covenant with another tribe.
这就是为了向众人表明他们与另外一个族已经立约了。
And we see this when God tells Abraham, "You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you."
我们在神对、亚伯拉罕的吩咐中也可以看到，他让他们要受割礼，那这样就能够表明、他们之间所立的约。
You know, it's an interesting thing this week as I was、just studying this again.
在这周我继续学习这段经文的时候，很有意思的是。
Do you guys remember the story of David and Goliath?
大家记得大卫和歌利亚的故事吗？
Why was David, as a young child, so confident in defeating Goliath, who was 9 feet tall, this giant, fierce warrior, right?
你有没有想过为什么大卫这个小男孩在面对一个九尺高的巨人歌利亚的时候那么充满信心呢？
In all the lessons that we teach and we learn from, you know, Sunday school, it's because of his faith in God, right?
我们在主日学中都学过，这是因为他对神有信心。
Of course, that's true.
那当然是真的。
But what was interesting is that when you look at that passage, he says, "Who is this uncircumcised Gentile?"
但是很有意思的是，如果你看读那段经文，你看大卫说，这是什么人？这是一个未受割礼的啊、异邦人。
Uncircumcised.
未受割礼的。
This means that the basis of David's confidence in the Lord is because of the covenant that he has with God, because he was circumcised.
所以我们就可以看到大卫的信心来自于神没有错，但是是因为他与神立约的那个记号，他是受割礼的。
Then after the scar making or the making the seal of the covenant, then they would exchange names or have a name change.
那当他们有了契约之印之后，接下来他们就要交换名称。
To proclaim to everyone now they are a bigger, more powerful, stronger tribe.
那就要对众人宣告他们是一个更大、更强、更有力量的联合起来的族派了。
And Abram's name was changed to Abraham, and his wife's Sarai's name was changed to Sarah.
所以亚伯兰的名字就变成亚伯拉罕，他的妻子撒莱的名字就变成了撒拉。
Each taking on the letter of God's name.
他们两个人每个都从神的名里取了一个字母。
Then they would have the covenant meal with each other from both tribes together.
接下来他们两派就要一起享用盟约餐。
And each covenant meal would always have bread and wine.
每个盟约餐呢都必须要有饼和酒。
The bread representing the body and all of the person.
饼就代表了身体，就是全人。
And the wine representing blood and life.
酒就代表了血和生命。
As they eat and drink, they are taking in all of that person.
当他们一起吃喝的时候，他们就全人就彼此的就吸收了对方。
And if you have time, you can go back to this story where in chapter 14, we see Abram taking the covenant meal with Melchizedek, who is the priest of the God Most High.
如果大家有时间可以去看创世纪十四章，亚伯兰有了盟约餐，他是和一位叫做麦基洗德，是至高神的祭司一同吃的。
And you'll notice that Melchizedek brought bread and wine.
你会注意到麦基洗德带来了饼和酒。
Then the very last thing that they would do is set up a memorial to have their tribe and their descendants afterwards to always remember this covenant.
那最后呢，他们就会有一个纪念好让这个两个族群和他们的后代都能够永远的记得这个盟约。
And this could be a planting of a tree or a forest, or sometimes it could be setting up a mound of stones.
有时候可以是种棵树或者是森林，有的时候就是把石头垒起来做记号。
And it would be in a open, very obvious place, so when people walk by, they can always see and remember that covenant.
通常就会是这个碑会立在一个开阔的地方，那么人们经过的时候就很显眼的一眼就看到了，让他们记得这个盟约。
Okay, so now that's pretty much the gist of what I went through in part one, right?
这下我们就已经复习完了，这是上周我们讲的。
And I hope this refreshes your memory a little bit.
希望大家现在都想起来了。
And now I'm going to go into the new and better covenant.
接下来我们就要进入谈论一个新的、更美好的约。
But before I go there, I would like to take you on a journey with Abraham and Isaac.
在我们讲到那个新约之前，我想要带领大家一起来看一看亚伯拉罕和以撒的故事。
So if you'll turn to the book of Genesis chapter 22,
如果我们可以来到翻到创世纪二十二章。
And that is the focus, the passage that we'll focus on this morning.
这是我们今天早上要专注的一段经文。
So at this point in chapter 22, we already know that Isaac has been born, and he is the son that God promised him through Sarah, Abraham's wife.
在二十二章的时候呢，我们知道以撒已经出生了，他是神应许给亚伯拉罕的儿子，而是从他的妻子撒拉所出。
And this was the promise fulfilled, even though Abraham did have another son through his wife's maid Hagar called Ishmael.
这个应许是在亚伯拉罕这个应许的完成是在亚伯拉罕已经有另外一个儿子，是通过他的妻子的婢女夏来所生，叫以实玛利。
So please keep that information in the back of your mind.
所以大家可以记得这一点。
But we know that the promise and covenant was always through Abraham's wife Sarah, isn't it?
但是我们知道神的应许这个约立定的是在亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的后代身上的。
Here we'll read God has a very, very strange instruction and request for Abraham.
在这里我们要读到神对亚伯拉罕有一个非常非常不同寻常的要求和指示。
So for the sake of time, I'll read in English and please follow along in Chinese.
因为时间的关系我们就用英文读大家讲中文的可以看屏幕。
So Genesis chapter 22 verse 1 to 18. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
Amen.
You see, here it says, God tested Abraham.
你看这里提到神试验亚伯拉罕。
And we're all very familiar with the story, and we all understand the lesson here.
我们对这个故事都很熟悉，我们也明白这个故事的意义。
That of course, God already knows Abraham's faith and will pass the test.
显然的神，他已经知道亚伯拉罕的信心，已经知道他要通过这个试验。
But God wanted Abraham to know.
但神想要亚伯拉罕自己知道。
So from Abraham's perspective,He was willing to give up and sacrifice Isaac, his beloved son.
从亚伯拉罕的角度来说，他愿意放弃和牺牲他独生爱子以撒。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because Abraham understood the seriousness of this blood covenant with God.
因为亚伯拉罕他了解与神所立的血约的严肃性。
He remembers the commitment to the covenant.
他记得对这个约所立定的所起的誓。
The commitment is, all that I have is yours.
这个承诺就是我的一切都是你的。
So he willingly took his son, Isaac.
所以他很愿意的带了他自己的爱子以撒。
His most precious possession.
这是他最珍贵的所有。
To one of the mountains to offer him as a burnt offering.
要把他带到山上献为燔祭。
But his faith in God is so great that he knows that God will somehow, some way provide for a burnt offering.
但是他对神的信心如此的坚定，他知道神会用某种方法来预备这个燔祭。
Abraham passed the test that day.
那天亚伯拉罕通过了试验。
And God did provide a ram for the burnt offering.
神的确为燔祭预备了一只山羊。
So we know Abraham's point of view as a father looks upon the son that he loves.
所以我们可以体会亚伯拉罕作为父亲的心，当他看到自己的爱子。
But look at this from God the Father's point of view.
但让我们也一起来从神天父的眼光来看这个事件。
As Abraham took that three-day journey with his son,
当亚伯拉罕带着他的儿子行了三天的路程，
Actually, God was also taking a journey of his own.
神自己也在行一段路程。
Let's focus in on verse 2 again.
让我们注意看第二节。
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
So let's take a deeper look at these requests.
我们更深入的来看一看这个要求。
God says, take your son, your only son, Isaac.
神说带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子以撒。
Do you find that strange?
你觉不觉得有点奇怪呢？
Because we know that Abraham had two sons.
我们知道亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
Ishmael, remember?
以实玛利，记得吗？
And we know that Ishmael was still alive from the previous chapter.
在前一章我们知道以实玛利还活着。
So why did God say your only son?
那为什么神在这里要说你的独生儿子？
Also, the son whom you love.
并且提到你所爱的儿子。
You see, God is playing out the scene some 2,000 years later of his own son.
你看神在这里所做的是让我们看一看他两千年以后要行的，用他自己的独生爱子所行的大事。
Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the only begotten Son of God, whom God the Father loved.
我们的主耶稣基督是神的独生爱子。
Let's look at the next couple of phrases.
我们再看接下来的几节经文。
Go to the land of Moriah on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
往摩利亚地区，在我所要指示你的山上。
See, it needs to be a specific place.
那需要是一个特定的地方。
The land of Moriah on a particular mountain.
往摩利亚地区，在某一座特定的山上。
It just so happens that the land of Moriah is what we call Jerusalem today.
这个当时的摩利亚地就是今天我们称为耶路撒冷的地方。
And that specific mountain is what the Bible calls Golgotha or Calvary.
那一座特定的山就是我们圣经里提到的哥哥他或者是加略山。
That is where our Lord Jesus was sacrificed.
那就是我们主耶稣牺牲的地方。
However, this time, there is no substitute.
然而那一次没有替代品了。
It will actually be Jesus, the Son of God, that will be offered as a sacrifice.
那一次就的确是神的爱子耶稣作为牺牲献上了。
So do you see that?
所以大家看到了吗？
God is rehearsing this scene with Abraham.
神在这里与亚伯拉罕是预演了将来要成就的事。
This whole exercise was not primarily about Abraham sacrificing his son.
这整个事件主要的目的不是说要看亚伯拉罕是不是能够牺牲他的儿子。
It was much more so about God sacrificing his.
更重要的是，他预表了神要牺牲他的儿子。
So what is the point of all this?
那么这一切的意义是什么呢？
It is to make the blood covenant with you and with me.
这就是要跟你跟我来设立血约。
This is what we call the new and better covenant.
这就是我们所称的新的更美好的约。
Because Jesus himself is to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
因为耶稣他自己就要称为神的羔羊，他要洗去世上的一切的罪。
Through this new covenant, Jesus was the one that participated and swore the oath of the blood covenant.
透过这个新约，就是耶稣他参与了这个立约，而且他是立下了这个血盟。
And that is with his own blood on the cross.
是用他自己在十字架上所流下的血所立的。
And we can see also the 10 elements of the ceremony, blood covenant ceremony.
在这里我们也同样可以看到立血约这个仪式的十个要素。
The exchange of coats or robes.
大衣或长袍的交换。
What was exchanged in this new covenant?
在新约里什么被交换了呢？
We have now put on him, our Lord Jesus.
我们现在放在耶稣基督的身上。
All of our sin.
我们一切的罪。
All of our flaws.
我们一切的缺陷。
And all of our weaknesses.
和我们一切的弱点。
But in exchange, Jesus clothed us in his holiness and righteousness.
那同时耶稣放在我们身上的是他的圣洁和他的公义。
So now we who have put our faith in Jesus, we put on his righteousness.
所以今天当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣身上，我们就穿上了他的公义。
That's why in 2 Corinthians 5:21 it says, He made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这也就是为什么我们在哥林多后书5:21可以读到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Then the exchange of weapons.
接下来是武器的交换。
Just like Abraham, we have no weapons that we can give to God.
就像亚伯拉罕，我们没有什么武器可以给神的。
But God himself gives us the whole armor of God to protect us.
但神赐给我们他全副的军装来保护我们。
We read that in Ephesians chapter 6.
我们在以弗所书6读到。
The whole armor of God.
神的全副军装。
When God gave us his armor, he is saying, all of my strength is now yours.
当神赐给我们他的军装的时候，他就是在说，我的一切力量现在都是你的了。
So that we can be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might.
那么我们就可以在神里面得以刚强，我们可以因着他的大能得到坚固。
Then in this new covenant, there is no cutting of the animals.
在这新约里，我们没有看到动物的切割。
But rather it is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们所看到的是主耶稣他自己。
Not only as the one making the covenant, but also as the sacrificial lamb crucified on the cross.
他不仅仅是那与我们立约的那一位，他同时也是那为祭祀所献上的羔羊，他被钉在十字架上。
Where his blood flowed down between two criminals.
在那里他的血流在了两个罪犯的当中。
Now for the walk of blood.
接下来是血中行走。
So although Jesus himself could not walk as he hung on that cross,
那虽然耶稣不能够在雪中行走，因为他被钉在十字架上。
Let's remember that it was not only his wrists that were nailed.
我们记得不仅仅是他的手被钉在十字架上。
But also his feet.
他的脚也被钉在十字架上。
So although he could not walk or stand in the pool of blood,
所以虽然他不能够行走或者站立在雪当中。
The fact is that his feet were also covered with blood.
事实上他的脚也是完全被雪所覆盖了。
So it was his blood which flowed down from his wrist and his feet, which was the blood of the eternal covenant.
所以他的血从他的手脚上流下来，成为永约的那个血。
And as we come to the cutting of the flesh,
接下来我们就要谈到肉的切割。
Remember that I mentioned in the Old Covenant, Abraham and God never performed the cutting of the flesh.
记得我提到在旧约里，亚伯拉罕和神他们没有进行这样 的肉的切割。
Because first of all, God is holy and can never mingle his blood with Abraham's sinful blood.
首先神是圣洁的，所以他不能够跟亚伯拉罕这个有罪的血来混合。
And second, God did not have flesh and blood yet.
其次，那个时候神还没有血肉。
But now we come to the new and better covenant through Jesus, who does have flesh and blood as a man.
但是现在我们看到了在新约里，就是这个更美的新约里，耶稣他有血肉，他有人的血肉。
But also fully God.
他同时又是全然的神。
So let me repeat that. Jesus is fully man with flesh and blood.
让我再重复一下，耶稣他是全然的人，他有血有肉。
And also fully God.
他同时又是全然的神。
And only his blood that is sinless is worthy to be cut.
那因为他的血是无罪的，所以他是配得，他是能够被切割的。
No other human being is even worthy.
没有任何其他的人是配得的。
So let's pause there for a second and think about this.
让我们暂停一下，思想一下。
Remember, two parties that would come into a covenant usually has representatives of one tribe and another representative from another tribe.
我们记得立约的双方都要派出代表。
So now Jesus, fully man and fully God, is representing man and representing God.
现在我们有耶稣，他既是全然的人，又是全然的神，所以他代表了人，也代表了神。
So as his blood flowed down on the cross, representing man and God,
所以当他的血从十字架上流下来，代表了人和神。
The blood from man and God now mixing together as one.
神和人的血就混合在一起，成为一体。
Making this new and better covenant.
成为我们更美的新约。
And one thing to point out is, of course, we know that Jesus has always been fully man and fully God.
有一点我要指出是，我们知道耶稣一直是全然的人，也是全然的神。
So the blood of man and God have always flowed through Jesus.
所以神和人的血一直在耶稣中，在耶稣身上流淌。
However, it's not covenant blood until the flesh is cut and blood flows out of the body.
但是唯有等到这个肉体被切开，血流出来，从身体中流出来，这个血才成为立约的血。
And next, we come to the declaration of the blessings and curses.
接下来我们就讲到了祝福和诅咒的宣告。
Although there are many blessings found in the New Testament,
虽然在新约里我们看到很多的祝福。
The greatest blessing of all is the gospel.
但是最大的祝福是福音。
And the greatest curse is not believing the gospel.
那最大的诅咒呢，就是不信福音。
Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18.
我们可以看一下约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
What can be better than having your sins forgiven, to receive eternal life, and to have a personal relationship with the Creator God?
还有什么祝福能比这个更大的呢？你的罪得赎，你能够接受永生的生命，而且你可以跟创造造物主神建立个人的关系。
And to become a part of His family and be called a child of God.
你也会被称为神的儿女，成为他家庭的一员。
But however, if you don't believe in him,
但是你若不相信他，
you actually are already cursed.
那你就已经被定罪了。
By the effects and consequences of sin.
这就是罪的代价和后果。
And will be forever cursed and eternally be separated from God in hell after you leave this earth.
就永远被咒诅，永远与神隔绝，在地狱里面。
Then we come to the seal of the covenant, or the scar as the sign of a blood covenant.
接下来就是契约之印，或者那个伤疤。
So we know and we learned that in the Old Testament, God instructed Abraham to circumcise the flesh as a sign of the covenant.
我们知道在旧约里面神吩咐亚伯拉罕用割礼作为这个约的记号。
And this was always strange to me, why circumcision of the flesh.
对我来讲这个在肉体上行割礼是一个蛮奇怪的事情。
And why did God choose such an inconspicuous place where nobody can see?
神为什么会挑这么一个蛮隐私的地方，别人又看不见？
Because the whole point of the scar is so that others can see, right?
因为伤疤的目的就是让大家看到，对吗？
But we learn in Romans chapter 2 verse 29.
但是我们在罗马书二章二十九节学到。
It says, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart.
这里提到唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的。
You see, that's what God intended all along.
你看，这就是神一直以来的计划。
It's our hearts, our morality, and our actions that will show that we are in covenant with God.
是我们的心，也就是我们的道德和我们的行为，它会表明我们与神立约。
Not by a scar on the outside that anyone can produce and mimic for others to see.
不是说外在肉身的一个伤痕这样每个人都可以自己做或者是让别人看到。
Similarly, anyone can call themselves a Christian but have no meaning at all.
所以人们也可以口称自己为基督徒但是毫无意义。
It's your heart, your intentions, your morality shown through the actions in your life.
是你的心，是你的道德，是你的是你的目的，是你从行为所表现出来的。
Which requires obedience and producing fruit.
那这就需要有顺服，还要结果子。
That's why in the new covenant, our seal is the circumcision of our hearts.
所以在新约里面，我们的割礼是行在心里的。
It is the work of God's Spirit.
这是神圣灵的工作。
While Jesus has the scars that will be forever on his wrists as the seal.
那 耶稣他会在他的手脚上有着永远的伤痕，这作为契约的印。
Remember when Jesus showed his wrist to Thomas after his resurrection?
记得耶稣在复活以后向多马显现他的手腕吗？
Jesus will forever carry the scars.
耶稣永远都会有那样的钉痕。
Then we have the exchanging of names.
接下来我们就有名称的交换。
And the parties entering into a covenant with each other will show that they are now bigger, stronger, and more powerful together.
那立约的双方呢，就要表现他们现在是更大、更强，也更有能力了。
After Jesus' death and resurrection, the Bible tells us that he received a new name.
当耶稣他从死里复活以后，圣经告诉我们他有了一个新的名字。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4 After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
在希伯来书一章四节提到，耶稣洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边，他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
And that name is above every name.
这个名是高过万名的。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以他这个名就是叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神。
So now to us that belong to him, we take on his name as Christians.
那么我们属他的我们就取了他的名我们被称为基督徒。
And on top of that,We have the privilege to start using his name as if it is our own.
不但如此，我们现在也有这样的特权，可以开始用他的名，把它作为我们的名。
Didn't Jesus instruct us to ask of the Father in my name, and he will give it to you?
不，耶稣基督不是吩咐我们要奉他的名向天父求，那么天父必要赐给我们。
Do we not pray in Jesus' name?
我们每次祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。
So now we come to the covenant meal that consists of the bread and the wine.
接下来我们要谈到盟约餐就是有饼和酒的。
We actually partake of the covenant meal actually every month, don't we?
我们不是每个月都领受圣餐吗？
I think communion should never be the same once you understand the covenant.
我想当你理解了血盟的意义以后，你领受圣餐就不再一样的心态了。
It's remembering that as you eat the bread, you are taking in all of Jesus into you.
我们就会记得，每当我们吃着饼的时候，我们是把耶稣给融到我们的身体里面。
And as you drink the wine,You are drinking the blood which represents the life of Jesus into you, becoming one with Jesus.
每当我们喝那杯的时候，这就是代表了耶稣基督的宝血，他进到我们里面，给了我们新的生命，与他成为一体。
That's the covenant meal.
这就是圣餐，盟约餐。
Then lastly, the memorial for remembering the covenant.
最后就是纪念这个盟约。
What do we use today as a memorial for the covenant?
我们今天就是可以作为对这个盟约的一个纪念。我们就用十字架，大家可以看到。
It's interesting because, you know, Roman crucifixion by nailing a criminal on a cross is one of the most gruesome and torturous executions in history.Of mankind.
其实你想一想挺有意思的罗马人他们这种用十字架钉死人是可能是历史上最残酷最恐怖的一种死刑。
But why do we display them not only in churches but in hospitals? in our homes.
为什么我们不但要在教会里面展现这个十字架，而且在医院、在家里都要展现十字架呢？
Wear them as necklaces, tattoo them on our arm.
还有人把它作为项链，或者是刻在身上。
It's for one reason, as a memorial.
就是为了一个原因，纪念。
So through this study, we come to find that everything in the Old Covenant, the binding oath between Abraham and God that is passed down through the generations to Abraham's descendants is but a foreshadow of what's to come through Jesus in the New Testament.
所以我们看到在旧约里面亚伯拉罕与神立约他的这个透过亚伯拉罕与他的后代所立的约，都是为了预表将来耶稣基督与我们所立的新约。
You see, we don't really have anything to offer God.
你看，我们并没有什么可以献给神的。
There's nothing of value or worth that we can ever exchange with God.
我们没有什么有价值或宝贵的东西可以来与神交换。
All of the benefits of the blood covenant is really one-sided.
这个血约的益处呢，其实都是单方面的。
And that's God offering all of the benefits and fulfilling the covenant himself.
也就是神给了我们一切的好处，而且他亲自的来完成了这个约。
So now as we understand the meaning and the spiritual significance of the blood covenant,
现在当我们理解了这个血约的意义和它的属灵的重要性以后，
from the old covenant to the new covenant,
从旧约到新约，
we see one very clear and unmistakable message.
我们就很清楚地看到一个不能被误解的很明确的一个信息。
And that is God's love for mankind.
那就是神对人的爱。
God's love for you and for me.
神对你我的爱。
His most precious creation out of all of his creations.
我们就是他一切所造之物中最宝贵的。
So how can we be sure of these promises?
那么我们如何才能够确信这许多的应许呢？
Because God is a covenant-keeping God.
因为神是守约的神。
He's shown it time and time again throughout the history of Abraham's descendants, the Israelites.
在历史中，他透过亚伯拉罕的子孙，也就是以色列人，一次又一次的表明。
Today, he's shown it through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天，他是透过耶稣基督的受死和复活，再一次的表明。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，In reality, what else and how else can God show us so we can be sure and confident?
在现实当中，神还能怎么样？还能用什么来向我们更清楚来显明好让我们可以更加的确信，更加的有信心呢？
God has already given us himself fully and completely.
神已经把他自己全然的、完全的赐给我们了。
Take a moment to think about that.
让我们花一点时间来思想。
God the Father gave his one and only Son whom he loved.
天父赐给我们他独一的爱子。
To die for us on the cross to redeem us.
为我们在十字架上受死来赎回我们。
Jesus, God the Son, willingly gave his life as a sacrifice on the cross.
耶稣，神的儿子，他心甘情愿地放下自己的生命作为牺牲，钉死在十字架上。
God the Spirit was given to us and now lives within us.
圣灵保惠师也被赐给我们，也现在就活在我们当中。
That is why we can have a victorious life.
这就是为什么我们可以有得胜的生活。
Because we have God that swore an oath to keep and fulfill all of His promises.
因为我们有神，他已经与我们立约，他要持守，他要实现他的应许。
But one of those promises is not a smooth life.
但是他的应许并没有包括是一个一帆风顺的生命。
It's not a life with no challenges.
不是一个毫无挑战或困难的生命。
We still experience loss, pain, sickness, and death.
我们仍然经历失去、痛苦、疾病，甚至死亡。
That's not what God intended at first, but it is inevitable because of the effects of sin.
这不是神起初的心意，但是因为罪的关系，这不可避免。
But as we are in this world, let others see why we still have hope.
但当我们在世上活的时候，我们可以让众人看到为什么我们可以有希望。
Let others see who we hope in.
让别人可以看到我们的希望在谁的身上。
We hope in the God who swears to keep His promises.
我们的希望在于神，就是那位信守盟约的神。
And those of you that have not received Jesus yet, and you're seeking,
那我们当中还没有接受主耶稣基督，还在寻求的。
He is just too good to not believe.
他是那么的美好，你不能够不信他。
So in the midst of your struggles and pain, fear and anxiety,
所以当你今天处在挣扎或者是伤痛或者是恐惧和焦虑当中的时候，
You can call upon the God who is faithful.
你可以呼求神，那位信实的神。
Who swore on himself to keep all of the promises revealed to us in his word.
他向自己起誓，他会信守他与我们所立的约和他给我们的一切应许。
But it does require something from us.
但是对我们也有所要求。
That's faith.
那就是信心。
The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Your prayers and the expectations may not come immediate.
你的祷告和你的预期可能不会马上就被实现。
And it may not come as the way you expect.
也有可能不会是你想要的那样实现。
We see this through scripture.
我们在经文中看到。
God promised Abraham a son.
神应许亚伯拉罕有儿子。
Did that come immediate?
他又马上就有儿子了吗？
Did God immediately free the Israelites from the bond of slavery by the Egyptians?
神有马上就把以色列人从埃及的奴役当中解救出来吗？
Or did the Israelites have to wait until the 10th and final plague?
还是以色列人要等到最后那一个灾，最后那个瘟疫，第十个瘟疫？
God promised to the Israelites to enter into the land of milk and honey.
神应许以色列人要进入那流奶与蜜之地。
Was the land just given to them?
那那个地就马上就给他们了吗？
Or did they have to enter and conquer it?
还是他们要进入，要来征服那地？
In each of these situations, do you think that they also experienced pain, fear, and anxiety?
在这一切的状况中，你想他们是不是也会有痛苦、恐惧或者焦虑呢？
I think you know the answer.
我想大家都知道答案。
So call upon the God who keeps the covenant and trust in Him.
所以让我们来向我们的神呼求，他是守约有然后守约的神，我们可以信任他。
Keep fighting the battle and keep running the race.
让我们不断的打那美好的仗，跑那美好的路。
Because there will be a breakthrough that you cannot see now.
因为你现在虽然不能看见，但是你会有突破。
And there will be a future glory awaiting.
然后会有一个荣耀的未来等着我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for your message this morning and the power of your word.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次感谢你今天早上赐给我们的信息和你大能的话语。
We thank you for being a God that is so full of love and mercy and grace.
我们感谢你，你是那位充满慈爱、怜悯和恩典的神。
You're a God that does not need anything or to prove anything.
你是那位不需要任何事，也不需要证明自己的神。
But because of your love for us, you've shown us and you swore on yourself.
但因着你对我们的爱，你向我们显明，你向自己启示。
So that we can be sure and confident to live a victorious life on this earth.
所以我们就可以在这世上因着你的应许，我们可以有信心过得胜的生活。
May your word strengthen us and empower us.
愿你的话语坚固我们，加添力量给我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.